Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Well, it was D.L. Stewart who wrote, D.L.'s a columnist, and he says that he was coming home after just doing a speech. It was a successful speech, got lots of applause, and his 14-year-old son was with him on this trip. They were driving home, and his dad said, "You know, I really admire your dad for being able to get up there and give a speech like that. You always know what to say to people. You always seem to know what you're doing." D.L. said he smiled when he said that. But he said he really didn't know what to say at all. What he really wanted to say to his son was that his father was not at all what he appeared to be, and that being a man is frequently a facade. You ever notice that? We've got to have that facade out there. It's kind of like what I do at the beginning of the segment of Save the Males. I've got this heads up kind of stick, you know, and that's kind of my radio persona. That's my radio stick. Well, it's almost like a guy has to have some kind of a stick in life, a persona that he puts out there. And the reason is he doesn't want anybody out there to think, particularly another man, that he's got any chinks in his armor. Now, it's different for fathers than it is for mothers. Ever noticed that? Motherhood is honest, close to the surface. D.L. writes that mothers don't have to hide what they feel. They don't have to pretend. For instance, when there is a sound downstairs in the middle of the night, a woman is allowed to pull the covers over her head and hope that they're going to go away. A dad, a man, he's supposed to put on his slippers and robe and march boldly down the stairs.
Even if you're pretty sure that it's the Manson family waiting on you in the kitchen.
And if you're on a trip, when the road signs are confusing and the scenery is starting to look awfully unfamiliar, well, it's perfectly natural for a woman to pull over to the side of the road and ask for directions from the first person who comes along. A man, he's supposed to know exactly where he's going, even if he has to drive 200 miles out of the way to prove it.
You know, when you're at your lowest is when you have to ask a woman where you are.
And when the electricity goes out, nobody questions a woman who simply lights a few candles and waits for the repairman to get there. But everybody wonders about a man who doesn't pick up a screwdriver and head for the basement.
Even though he doesn't know his fuse box from a sump pump.
And a woman can load a broken bike into the rear of the station wagon and drive it to the repair shop. If you're a man, buddy, you're supposed to fix it right there on the spot. And a woman can be in the stands at a football game and cover her eyes and worry that it's their kid who's going to be dragged out from beneath that pile of players with his arm broken in 8 places. Now, if you're a man, though, you're to pace the sidelines and shout out there, "Let's hit somebody out there, son." Can't let anybody know that you're holding your breath every time the pile winds up on top of your kid. And a woman can admit to the real estate agent that they don't know a thing about a fixed rate interest and balloon payments. If you're a man, you're supposed to nod your head and pretend that it all makes sense. A woman who loses her job is unfortunate. How about you, Dad, if you lose your job? You're considered a failure. Well, D.L. writes, I should have told my son that the only reason his father, like a lot of other fathers, doesn't admit his weaknesses is because he's afraid that somebody's going to think that he's not a real man. More importantly, I should have said to my 14-year-old son in the car that night is that someday, when he's a father, he's going to feel fear and self-doubt and pain, and that it's all right. But my father never told me that, and I haven't told my son. Did your dad ever tell you that it's all right? And what are you telling your son?
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
You probably have already achieved some kind of worldly success in your life. But did you know that by the age 30, a lot of men feel a little disconnected and isolated from their families and the world around them? And some respond, and see if this is you, some respond with an outward aggressive anger, while others kind of become a little passive. Did you ever doubt Did you ever doubt that other men are experiencing the same problems and feelings that you are? That you've got this belief that nobody feels. You don't know how I feel inside. You don't know what it feels like to be me.
Let's get to the point. Let's head on down the road.
Let's escape.
Somewhere I gotta go.
Escape reality,
you
maybe.
You don't know how it feels. You don't know.
You just don't know how it feels.
You don't know how it feels.
I
know you don't know how it feels to be me.
Well, you know, when you start feeling a little disconnected and isolated, and I'm laughing about it, but it's a stress level situation for most men. You kind of doubt that other men are experiencing the same problems and the feelings that you are, right? And you really don't want anybody else to know that you're having such struggles because it might be seen as a sign of weakness. And even trying to find out if others are having similar problems is not really something a man seemingly should do. I mean, after all, what real man can't handle this kind of emotion himself? Ever feel this way yourself? I'll have to say that occasionally, I personally do. But my friend, it's not very often today because I've learned that you don't have to be pecking around on the ground anymore. You can get out of the cage and you can soar high and all around. Empty-hearted, isolated, feeling liberation about now, it can really happen. And you don't have to be singing this sour and dour song that we're listening to right now, because I want to tell you that most men are in the situation that you are, but it doesn't have to be that way.
You don't know how it feels. You don't know how it feels to be me.
One thing is, God knows what it means to be you because he created you for himself.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.